We are on Daf Lamedtes Amud Beis. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start from Tana Rabbanan, which is a little bit after the middle of the Amud, a line after the Dalet of the Ein Mishpat. Tana Rabbanan, Sheikh Here Sheite Vekotn Shenogach. A share of a cheresh shayte bekotn shenogach, Rabbi Yaakov mishalem chatzin nezek. So the Gemara, so the Pashtus is Rabbi Yaakov pays chatzin nezek. So Gemara is Rabbi Yaakov may avidite. How does Rabbi Yaakov come in to pay chatzin nezek if a share of a cheresh shayte bekotn was negeach? Alaima Rabbi Yaakov oimer mishalem chatzin nezek. Rabbi Yaakov holds that you pay chatzi nezek. So the Gemara asks, "B'mai askina? What is the case? What kind of a share are we speaking about?" Ibetam pshite the kol almenami chatzi nezek u'demishale. Everyone pays chatzi nezek. So what's the chiddush of a share chereshay shal chereshay to be cotton? Vibemuit, either of delay shmire, if he made shmire, so klal klal loiboy lishlumi, so there's no need to pay whatsoever. Vidaloy of delay shmire, kule nezek boy shlumi. So what is Rabbi Yaakov telling us? Amar Rove, loilam bemuit. So Rove makes a whole scenario over here, we're speaking about a muit. And he's telling a muet pays chatzi nezek. V'hochi b'may askinen the ovdi shmira pruse. He made a shmira pruse v'loy ovdi lei shmira meula. Rabbi Yaakov, and then we have a combination of three halachas, which this is the reason of the psak of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov sovelok Rabbi Yehuda. Domar tzatamus bimkoimoy medes. Rabbi Yaakov holds that every muet, this is a tam plus. Bisavolo ke Rabbi Yehuda da omar muet sagilei bishmire pruse. And he holds a muet is sufficient as shmire pruse. So that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. We're speaking about that he made a shmira pruse, and the shmira pruse helps on the tzad hado, on the tzad muet sheboy, but shmira pruse will not help on the tzad tamu sheboy. Because Atam needs a Shmira Meula. So you have to pay Chatzi Nezek, even though it's a Muet with the Shmira Prusim, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek for the Tzatam Shaboy. So here we have a two Chedushim, and Atam doesn't help a Shmira Prusim. Number two, that I say Tzatamus Bim Kaimoy Medes, and we have a tam, even though he's a muad already, he's still a silchus tamus. And he's telling us over here that mamidin apetropes ligvois tam igufoi. So memele, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye est akashe to Rove. V'loy pligi, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. You're just telling me Rabbi Yaakov holds in ganzen like Rabbi Yehuda. And he's moisev that mamidin apetropes. And mamil, that's the reason that you pay chatzi nezek. He says, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, v'asanya. We learned another baraisa, Sheir shalchere shoyte ve kotten shenogach, רב יהודה מחייב, ורב יעקב אומר, חצי נזק קודם משענס, הכלור המחלקס, between רב יעקב and רב יהודה. רב יהודה זה מחייב, ורב יעקב says, יפה חצי נזק. So this is פשט מדי רב יעקב from before, but it's not like רב יהודה, it's a מחלקס, between רב יעקב and רב יהודה. Omar Rabbi Barula, so Rabbi Barula wanted for him for Rabbi's kasha. There's no machlokes. What Rabbi said is 100% right. Masha Chiyev, Rabbi Yehuda, Pirish Rabbi Yake. Akert, there's no machlokes over here. It doesn't say he's Mechayev Nezek Sholem. He said Mechayev. And Rabbi Yaakov said, you know what is Mechayev? Is Mechayev a Chatzi Nezek because of all these three cheshbonos. Ulabaye da'oma pligi b'may pligi. So the Gemara asks, according to Abaye, there is a machlekes. So what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov? So Abaye said, "Hoche b'mayis kinen b'muad b'loy notrei klal." The machlokes is by a muad without any shmira whatsoever. Rabbi Yaakov sova lo ke Rabbi Yehuda b'chode. In one nekuda yolz like Rabbi Yehuda, upoli galay b'chode. And the one nekud is choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. Sova ke Rabbi Yehuda bechodem. Dilo Rabbi Yehuda sova tzatamus bimkoymoy med. So we have here a muid that there was no shmira whatsoever. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, tzatamus bimkoymoy medes. So if there was no shmira, the Bailam have to pay Sai als the Tzad Hadoshe boy, and Sai als the Tzad Tamoshe boy. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you pay. Upolig alei bechode. De ilu Rabbi Yehuda sova mamidelem apetropes letam ligvais migufoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was no shmira whatsoever. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a chiyuv to pay nezek sholem, tzai mitzad hadoshe boy, and tzai mitzad tamoshe boy, because he holds mamidin apetropos latam ligvois migufoy. So mamela, that is why Rabbi Yehuda said mechayev, which he means nezek sholem. There was no shmira whatsoever, so there's a chiyuv to pay nezek sholem, the tziruf of tzad moedes and tzad tamus. So mamil, that's how you pay nezek sholem. But Rabbi Yaakov sova ein mamidim. Rabbi Yaakov holds ein mamidim apotropos ligvois tam migufoy. So mamil, Rabbi Yaakov holds, even though there was no shmira, but we're talking about this is a shoy shacher shoyte vekotten. Is aim amidim apotropos ligvois tam migufoy, so mishum de tzad tamus yip de potter to pay, because you never gave the tzad tamus from yisaimim. Aim amidim apotropos ligvois tam migufoy. So memela de chatzin nezek means als de chatzin nezek of the tzad muadis. That is how Abaye learned Pshat. So Abaye learned Pshat, there's definitely a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. And the machloikis is, do we say, Amidin, apotropos latam ligvois migufoy? Rabbi Yehuda holds, we are mamidin apotropos, and Rabbi Yaakov holds, we are not. That's this machloikis over here. And that is Pshat and Rabbi Yaakov before. We heard before Rabbi Yaakov that said that you pay Chatzi Nezek. Before we were trying to figure out why do you pay Chatzi Nezek. That's the case. The case is speaking about there was who became amud by the apotropis, and we hold satamus b'mkaymoy medes, and we hold ein mamidim apotropis latam ligvis migufo. That's this Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds you only pay chatzin nezek b'tzad d'tzad muodos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that mamidim apotropis ligvis tam migufo, so you pay nezek sholem. That's how Abaye understood the machloikis between, he said there is a machloikis, and that's the machloikis. So let us see Rashi, v'loi pligi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, that was Abaye's kashal. Abaye doma pligi, b'amai pligi. What's the machloikis? Ibitam, now there's a machloikis. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you pay nezik sholem. And Rabbi Yaakov says, you pay chatzin nezik. That's all Abai understood. Ibetam, if he's speaking about the tam, like come out of you don't nezik sholem, so he can't be speaking about the tam. Ibimuid, ushmir of chusim, ushmir la Rabbi Yehuda, for the besher shall pay chatzin nezik vesuloi. So you only pay Chatzinezik, so how could he, see, he only pay Chatzinezik because Shmir Pruse sufficient, sufficient Shmira for Amud. So why here does Rabbi Yehuda say pay Nezik Sholem? Bi bedoloi natrei klaum. If there was a Shmir Pruse. Bi bedoloi natrei klaum. That's why you pay Nezik Sholem. My time, the Rabbi Yaakov. So why does Rabbi Yaakov say you pay chatzin nezik if it's a mu'ud, the loinotre? So the Gemara, so Abai said, no, the loinotre klau. Become Rabbi Yudin nezik sholem. Rabbi Yudin says you pay nezik sholem, achatzin min aliyah, achatzin min gufe. The shamin el Rabbi Yudin lekamon, the whole tam, v'nase mu'ud, Tzatamus bim koimai medis, umigufa nigvis, and you mon the tzatamus migufai. Vahai afal gav de lesle bailim b'nei deye, mamidin apetropis latam ligvis migufai tzatamus. So Rabbi Yehuda says machayev, which means nezek sholem. Rabbi Yaakov sovelok Rabbi Yehuda bechode, the whole tam v'nasemu etzatamus b'mkoymoy medes ligvois migufe. Hilkach, oche potom mitzatamus, ohi yepot mitzatamus, dach bligi oleidik sovar, eima midan apetropes letam ligvois migufe. So mamele, that's how Abaye learned pshat, that is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda holds amud de loinotre ye pay nezik sholem, and Rabbi Yaakov holds amud de loinotre ye only pay chatzin nezik and the tzad muedes, the tzad tamus you don't have to pay because in tzad tamus mukay memedes em amidin apetropes l'tam nigveis miguf. Let us see Taisvitz. Bloy mishalim elo palge demud. You only pay palge demud. You only pay half of the tzad muedes. V'rove leiboy lishnu yehochi. Why didn't Rove want to learn like this? Maybe that's also a good mahalach. Maybe that's pshat and that's we see the machloikis. This is pshat the machloikis. Midoloi ktoni, Rabbi Yehuda oimer chayiv nezik sholem, Rabbi Yaakov oimer chatzin nezik. If that's the machloikis, so it should have specified, machayiv, this is machayiv chatzin nezik. Okay, that's why it'll be very good if I say Rabbi Yaakov is mephorish Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you machayiv, and he says you machayiv chatzin nezik. But if the whole machlokes is nezik sholem or chatzin nezik, so the Tana should have been, Rabbi Yehuda should have been more specific, not mechayiv, mechayiv nezik sholem. One reason. Ba'oi, the mashmalei l'rove, the kivin v'loi notrei klal. If pshat is that there was no shmire whatsoever, so fine. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Yimachayv Nezek Sholem. Gebaldik, there's no shmire, it's Mamele, Yimachayv Nezek Sholem. Now, Rabbi Akiva is saying a chiddush that even though there was no shmire klal, which al pi cheshbin, you should be chayv nezek sholem, af al pi kein, einay mishalem elachatzi nezek, because we have this klal, I'm a midin, apetropos latam, ligveis migufoy. So the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that even though there was no shmire, einay mishalem elachatzi nezek. That, so the chiddush, you don't have to pay the other half. Because it's a cheshbon, because I'm a midna patropis latav. So the lashon of Rabbi Yaakov is modna. Not Rabbi Yaakov mechayiv chatzin nezik. The chatzin nezik is mechayiv, that's poshet is chayiv. Ain't a mechayiv, the chiddush is mitzat tamas, you don't have to pay. That's the chiddush, because all day I'm a midim tam. The chatzin nezik that you're mechayev, so that's poshet, that's a mechayev chatzin nezik is shekoyev. The chiddush is eine mechayev elo chatzin nezik. You can't be goyva from the tzad tamus. So the chiddush is in the other half, in the half that he doesn't have to pay, even though there was no shmire. So memele, so the loshen is, he's being madgish, he's not being madgish the chiddush. Not the chiddush is yimachuyiv to pay chatzin nezik. Zichri yimachuyiv to pay chatzin nezik. Why shouldn't he? Well, there's no shmire. The chiddush is he doesn't have to pay the other half. Ein yichayiv elo chatzin nezik letzad tamus. Even though there was no shmire, he still doesn't have to pay because ein mamidin apotropos ligvos migufay. So since the Loshen of Rabbi Yaakov is a positive Loshen, not a shlilistic Loshen. So by stois, the chiddush is that you mechuyiv to pay chatzin nezik. So according to Rav, it's very good. He wants to tell us, mamidin apotropos latam ligvos migufoy, and so you pay chatzin nezik. You pay, that's a chiddush. Pay chatzin nezik. He's telling us, even though there was a shmira prusa, you pay chatzin nezik. Even though it's yisoymim, you pay chatzin nezik. So then the chiddush is the mechayiv chatzin nezik. But according to the akimta of Abaye, not the chiddush is mechayiv chatzin nezik, that's poshet. The chiddush is einu mechayiv elo chatzin nezik. So the el is the chiddush yom to pay for the tzad tamus. Shezeu achidish, midakoma, mishalem chatzin nezik, mashma, the kemashma, the mishalem, afilu chatzin nezik, I'll tell you, chidish, you know, you pay chatzin nezik, that's the chidish. And then the chidish is, even though there was a shmira pruse, even though the yisayimim, you still pay chatzin nezik. So that, my stories, the way Rav is malach. Avol hashta, the notre shmira pruse, chidishu, the kemashma, even though there was the Mishalim, even though there was a Shmira Prusa. That's why Rava didn't want to say like a bias, but another Mahalach, another reason, the Mashmalei Chatzinezik, Megubei Kistam Chatzinezik, the Bechol Mokim. Mechayiv Chatzinezik would seem to be saying the way every Chatzinezik is. Every Chatzinezik is Megufoi. According to Abaye, the chatzin nezik that you pay is the tzad mo'edis that you pay, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So the tzad mo'edis is not miguf, it's merely, so it's a new type of chatzin nezik. So it should be specific, mechayiv chatzin nezik, I think mechayiv chatzin nezik is the algemeine chatzin nezik, which is always miguf. Here this is a new type of a chatzin nezik. So Rabbi Yaakov should have explained it a little better. That's why Rava did not want to learn like Abaye. Amalei, let's get back to the Gemara. Amalei Rav Ache bar Abaye le Rabina. Bishloim el Abaye de Omar Pligi. According to Abaye, Abaye said there's a machlokes Rav Yaakov me Rav Yehuda. Shapir. So it's very good. Let's see what Rashi says. Mishlam el Abaye, the Oma Pligi. Abaye said there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Ishape mukilo bemuet lemasnise kamaise. So it's very good that we zetzt ein the first bereise that Chayev Chatzinezek is speaking about a muet according to Abaye. The betam leke lukme. You can't say speak about a tam. Mashmina the mamidin apetropis lutam. Dashamina leba masnisa besraise doma ein mamidin. According to Abaye, Rabbi Yaakov holds ein mamidin. Hilkach al kolchoch kamaise nami bemut. So therefore, according to Abaye, we have to zetz ein that the kamaise is speaking also by a mut. V'loi not reklal, and there was no shmire, mishalem chatzinesek de moyodos. That means this ukimta speaking about a muad, and loi not re, according to Abaye, that's the only pshat in Rabbi Yaakov. And you pay chatzinesek mishum tzad moyodos shaboy, not mitzad tzatamo shaboy, because I'm a midna patropis. Ela l'rove da'oma loy pligi. Rove said, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rove made a whole bekimte. Bekitzer, the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov is, let's appreciate what the chiddush is. The chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov is, that mamidim apetropos latam ligves migufay. That's the ikar chiddush. And then Rove added on a whole bunch of other tanoim that it's speaking about. Speaking about there was a muad and zeshmira pruse and then he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that he's part of the tzad edor. So you pay for the tzad tamos and he holds mamid mapetropes ligbois tam migufa. All these frills that we made in the Akimte of according to Rava Libe the Rabbi Yaakov is not necessary. I do have to say a whole Chavgadi over here, speaking about a mood, the Shmei, the Shmira Pruse, and Rav Tzatamos Bimkoy Moimedes, and therefore the Shmira Pruse is not for the Tzatamos, and you pay Chatzines for the Tzatamos. Talk about a Tam. Say, speaking about a Tam, and the Chiddush is, which is in Yesod, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov, that Mamidin Apetropos Latam Ligves Migufo, speak about a Tam. Why do you have to make, throw in a whole bunch of other cases and other Protim, and but we're ending up with this Chiddush, that Mamidin Tam, Mamidin Apetropos Latam Ligves Migufo. Ela l'rove da'oma le'pligi. Rove says, there's no machloikis, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, Amidin apetropis letam, Rabbi Yaakov also holds. Is that the mukilo b'mud, why was it necessary? To zetzain Rabbi Yaakov that is speaking about a mu'ed, look me b'tam, let's say he's speaking about a tam, and we'll say as follows, I l'Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda, we could say, speaking of David, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Shmira Prus is not enough by a Tam. So David le Shmira Prus, so be David le Shmira Mu'ule, and the Chiddush is that you need that part. So this Chiddush, I'll have by a Tam. A Shmira Prus is not sufficient. And I have here a Chiddush that, Mamidin Apotropos Latam Lingvis Migufoi. Ila Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, if Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Yaakov also Shmira Prus is good for a Tam also. So if Rabbi Yaakov also Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Le'ovid Le'Shmira Klal, the sign here Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Oime Echod Tam Ve'Echod Mu'ed She'Shomron Shmira Prus Pturim V'ho Kemashmalon Rabbi Yaakov the Mamidin Lema Petropen Le'Tam Ligvais Migufei. So why do you have to have such a complicated seal in Rabbi Yaakov? Let the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov is in Yesod, Amamidin apetropen latam ligveis migufoi. So let him tell us this halacha by a tam. If he holds a shmir prus is enough, so speaking about the loin notre, if he holds a shmir prus is not enough, after the notre shmir prus, why was it necessary to say Rabbi Yaakov is speaking about a mu'id? And then we go into to these other chedushim, that's how Thomas ben Koimai medes. Not necessary. He could have said this halacha by Tom. Let's see what Rashi says. El l'rova da'oma aloi pligi, v'islai l'Rabbi Yaakov mamidin apetropes l'tam, adimuki lo l'kamayse b'mu'ed, look me b'tam, Ila Rabbi Yehuda, and then Klaima Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svira Leif Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Damalakam on Tamle Sagile Bishmira Pruse, so he came to over Le Shmira Pruse, and then in a Tamas Chay. Ila Abelezer Ben Yaakov, Damalakam Sagile Bishmira Pruse, then look again to Le Over Le Shmira Klal. And what is the Chiddush? That's whatever Rabbi Yaakov holds, that a Tam is Chayav, when a Tam is Chayav, that's what it's talking about. And what is Rabbi Yaakov telling us? V'itzach Rabbi Yaakov l'ashminon, the mamidin apetropos l'tam. That's what Rabbi Yaakov has to tell us. I mean, this is a very debatable shaila. V'yamamid apetropos l'tam, it's a machloikis tanoi. So that's why he says chatzinezik. He wants to tell you that you chatzinezik is mitashlumei tamus. So he wants to tell you by mamidna petropes ligvois migufei shel tam. Vloitoni Rabbi Yaakov mechayev stome. If it would say Rabbi Yaakov mechayev, so I would say vloitame b'mut kamayri. V'kula niska koma. If he would say mechayev alone, so I wouldn't know bechlal that he holds maybe not petropes latam. I would say speaking about a mu'ud. Avol betam afilapalgen niska namiloi da'im amide. So that's why he was madgish mishalem chatzinezik to tell us, which is boiled from this lashon that mamid na petropes latam ligveis miguf. So why was it necessary for Rove to add on other protim in the Maise that Rabbi Yaakov is speaking about? Amalei, so Rabine answered him, Abaye asked Rabine this kasha, Amalei, hochi koma, chode de ispei tarti taimi. Let's see what Rashi says. Amalei chode de ispei tarti taimi. Hoyel usfile le lerove. Chove personally holds the le pligi Rabbi Yaakov ve Rabbi Yehuda bekulo sfire le hochi. He personally holds that there's no machloikis in all the shailas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yaakov also holds. He wanted to share this yediyah with us. He wanted to tell you, not only, that's true, if you would be speaking about a tam, so then you know the Ike Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov, that Mamidin Apetropos Ligveis Tam Migufay. But Rava personally holds that Rabbi Yaakov is a chosid of Rabbi Yehuda in all the Shailas. So therefore, Rava wanted to share his shita with you to tell you this. He wanted to tell you that in such a case, you also pay Chatzin Nezik. It was a Mu'ed and it was a Shmira Prusa. And he wants to tell you, you lost a pechatzi nezik because Satamas bimkoy my medesh neshmir prusa doesn't help for a tam. Lahachi uk mirove bemuid bishmir prusa. The tishma minoa. So I'm telling you such an akimta. I'm telling you chidushim The Israel Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov is a full-fledged chosid of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sagilei Letzad Mo'adois B'Shmira Pruse, Letzad Tamas Bim Koima Imedes, all of the day for the Tamlai Sagilei B'Shmira Pruse, Betishmanami. So these two, he's giving you a bonus to tell you these two chedushim. You should know that Rabbi Yaakov is a full-fledged follower of Rabbi Yehuda. Betishmanami, and he's also coming to tell us, Mina Petropes Latam Ligvais Migufa. That is why Rove said that Rabbi Yaakov is speaking about a mood. There was a Shmira Prusa. Now let us see Taisvis. Adamukilo bemuet lukme betam. He said, the Gemara asked Akasha, he said, why did Rava have to, is that sign that's speaking about a muet? Let us say it's speaking about a tam, and that's the Chiddush. Taime. So Taisvis, I don't understand. Before, when we brought down the Beraisa, the Mekora have a porich ibetam pshite. Rabbi Yaakov says you pay chatzinezik. So there the Gemara says, it's been with a tam, it's poshim. But I have a boy lemeima da osa lashminin de mamidin apetropes letam. So what's the pshite? He's telling us a chiddish. That mamidin apetropes letam. Ki de perish akunt ruslar, dim kein avale lemeima Rabbi Yaakov mechai. He says, if the Chiddush is that there's a Chiyev Tashlum Eitam, so the Chiddush is not that you pay Chatzin Nezik. I know that a Tam pays Chatzin Nezik. The Chiddush is that you Mechayev Tashlum by a Tam. So Mechayev would be sufficient. Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev is coming to tell us that there's a Chiyev. Because he's a Mamidin, Apotropos, Ligvais, Migufei Shaltam. So then, Mechayev would be enough. Doesn't have to say Chatzinezik. The Chatzinezik is not necessary. That was the Gemara before. Bahash teporich look me betam. Now the Gemara asks, look me betam. So let's say the same thing. If it's speaking about a tam, don't tell me Chatzinezik, tell me Mechayev. And I'll understand that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. That the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov is that a Tam is also Chayim. V'yeshloima. So Taisi says no. Dahashte da'asika da'itai. The Omar tzatamus bimkoimai medes. Now that I know this concept of tzatamus bimkoimai medes, loimotzi lemisne Rabbi Yaakov mechayim. Now Rabbi Yaakov cannot say a vague statement of Chiyuv. The itzrich lahaskir chatzinezek lashminin the mamidin apetropes letam. V'yavetoni, that means now mechayev alone. V'yavetoni mechayev av makminalei b'muvit. If it would say mechayev alone, I would say speak about a muvit. Avol tam poter, deim amidin apetropes letam. Pitzach lashmin demud mishalem nezik sholem, lafukim andiyom atzatamas bimkoyma emedes. He says, now that we found out there's such a concept of tzatamas bimkoyma emedes, so memele mechayev could be speaking about muad. What's the Chiddush of Mu'ud? The Chiddush of Mu'ud is that I don't hold Tzatamas B'mkoymai Medes. I don't hold Tzatamas B'mkoymai Medes, and therefore Yechayev Nezek Sholem by a Mu'ud. Because there's no problem of Tzatamas. So Mechayev, he couldn't say. Mechayev would be very misleading. That's why he had to say Chatzinezek. And the Chiddush will be punkt verkehrt, that is Chayiv Chatzinezek. because mamid na patropes leta. Aber mi kord le ve asika daite tzatamus, zmore so por shap ibe tam shite, di la shminen mamid na patropes leta mose, dis ne mechai va mikno ibe tam del mud la yitzterich. So that's the difference from the sugya before and the sugya now. The sugya before said, held Rabbi Yaakov does not have to say chatzi neset. Let him say mechayev. Let him say the word mechayev. That Rabbi Yaakov is mechayev, sher shacher sheita bekod nishanogach. So what is he telling us? If he's coming to tell us amuot peis neset shalom pshita. It's poshit you pay neset shalom. So what is he coming to tell us? So kochach is coming to tell us that a tam pays chatzin nezik. So very good. And that's the chiddush. Mamidin apotropos l'tam ligveis migufay. So from the word mechayev without spelling out chatzin nezik, I would know mechayev is coming on chatzin nezik, because on mu'ud it's poshit you pay nezik shalom. But now that we just became aware, there's a shita that holds that Thomas bim kaimoy medes. So memeilem. So then I could learn pshat. Mechayiv means that he's chayiv to pay nezik sholem. And by a mu'it. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is I don't say that Thomas bim kaimoy medes, and that's why you pay nezik sholem. So by saying mechayev, I wouldn't have the faintest idea what the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov is. That is why he had to say chatzi nezek, to tell us that he wants to come and tell us that mamidin apotropos letam ligvois migufoi. So now the chatzi nezek, he has to spell out what his chiddush is. He's telling us a chiddush in chatzi nezek sholtam. He couldn't say Mechayev, because it said Mechayev, I wouldn't know. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So let us say that Rabbi Yaakov is speaking about a Tam. He couldn't say Mechayev, because I would not know what he means. And then he's speaking, that's what he says, Chatzi Nezik, and he's coming to tell us that a Tam pays Chatzi Nezik, because Mamidna Petropos Latam Ligveis Miguf. So the Gemara says, Eina Hanami, but Rova wanted to share with us his shita that he holds, that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that Thomas Mukoy Memedes, Neshmir and Prusa helps for Mood and not for a Tam. That's why Rava said this to Kipta. Zogte Gemara weiter, Ravina Omar, Rishus Mishane Ike Binayo. Now, we had Akasha Vabaye. Rove had said that Bekitzer Rabbi Yaakov holds Mamidin Apotropos Letam Ligvois Migufoi. And that's Shad Mishal, that's the Chiddush Mishal Chatzi Nezek. That's what Rove said. Abaye asked Akasha, I'm sorry, there's a Machlikis, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. And Abaye learned, no, this is the machloikis that Yaakov holds aim amidin apotropos latam ligvis miguf. Not the way you said. What did Rabbi do? Rabbi said, no, there's no machloikis. Yaakov is just explaining Rabbi the Mechayev means chatzines. That's how Rabbi Barula farim for the kasha. Rabbi Omar said, no, we could say it's a machloikis, but we're not mechuyev to say Abaye shtikteira. Abaye said klon, not like Rove. Rove said that Rabbi Yaakov holds mamidin apotropos letam ligvis migufoi, and Abaye said no, he holds a mamidin apotropos letam. And that is the machloikis. Ravina said no, we can say like Rove that everyone holds mamidin apotropos letam ligvis migufoi. Aye, what is the machloikis? There's a different machloikis. Rishus Mishane Ike Binayu. That what there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev Nezik Sholem, and Rabbi Yaakov is Machayev Chatzi Nezik, is a different machloikis. Do you say Rishus Mishane Kegoin Dahave Mu'ud? It's speaking about that it was a Mu'ud by the Apotropis. Benispakach HaCheresh V'nishtafa HaShoyte V'higdol HaKotn. And now it went back to the Bailam HaRishonim. Rav Yehuda Sova Harei Hu Becheskosoi. So since Rav Yehuda holds, you don't say Rishus Mishane. So therefore, since by the Apotropos he was a Mu'ud, he remains a Mu'ud. There's no this concept of Rishus Mishane. Rabbi Yaakov Sova Rishus Mishane. Let us see Rashi. Rishus Mishane Ike Binayu Bein Rabbi Yaakov L'Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds Harayu Becheskose Shuot Beveis Apotropos Umishalmim Bailim Nezik Sholem. And now the Bailim will also pay Nezik Sholem Achatzim Megufoi Achatzim Aliyah Kechol Tamim Shehu Ado. That's the machloikis. God suggests a shtikel ha'ore, the way Ravine says pshat in the machloikis and the baraisa. Let us just look for 1 minute the lotion of the machloikis. For sanye, sheu shalchere shoite vekotn shenogach, Rab Yehuda machayev, v'Rab Yaakov oy machatzi nezeku de mishalem. Now, the way Ravina is saying pshat, we have to add 20 words in this baraisa. It's mamish, we're putting our whole megillah in the baraisa. Sher shacher shayte vekotn shenogach. Laache shenase muudeitzel apetropes. V'nispakach acheresh, v'nishtapa shayte vehigdel akotn. We have to add into the baraisa. Rab Yehuda Machayev, and Rab Yaakov Oymer Chatzi Nezik. But it's a Meirdike Kimta. We add 20 words to the Baraisa in order to understand Ravina as a Kimta. But Kaponim, it seems that's no problem. Tome Rabo. Now we have a Meirdike Gemara over here. Apetrupsen Mishalmen Minaliye. And Apetropos pays Minaliye. If it became Amud, but Apetropos he pays Minaliye. This sounds like Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, that Apetropos pays Minaliye. Ve'ein Mishalmen Kaifer. But if we'll have, if it became Amud by the Apetropos, the Apotropos was Peshay on the Shoir and he killed 3 people. And now, the 4th time it killed, he doesn't have to pay Kaifa. So now, the Barais is telling us Chidushim, Nifloim. That if it became, we hold like Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, it seems, that the Apotropos has to pay. The Apotropos pays, but it matters. If it was negeach 3 shvorim, and then it was negeach a 4th shoyer, so then he pays nezik sholem. Apotropos mishalmim in aliyah pays nezik sholem. But if he killed 3 people, vein mishalmim kaifer. Kaifer apotropos doesn't have to pay. Man tane, what's the reason? Why do you differentiate between kaifer and Nezikin? Kufre kapore, because kufre is a kapore, v'yasmi lav b'nei kapore ninu. Now, the Gemara is very difficult. The Gemara is explaining why the Apotropos does not have to pay kofer, because yasmi lav b'nei kapore ninu. Somehow there's, you have to understand the connection. The Apotropos pays Nezokin, but the Apotropos does not, the Shulmin Nezokin, but he doesn't pay Kaifa because Yasmi Lav Nei Kaporanino. It's very, unclear. So I'd like to say over a mire de kira'o and the shita mekabetzes. The ra'o asks Akasha, am I apotropsim pturim? Yes, he says he doesn't understand. Why is the apotropis potter to pay kaifa? Kivin the boy mintala, he's an apotropis. He has to watch it. Uposhabei. And he was Peshaya, it killed three people already. Amai loy boy kapore. So he needs a kapore. They give him the kubra kapore. So why does he need a kapore? Vole kamon amrinin. He brings a gemara further. Gabi shema. What is the din if the bala shah gave over his shah to a shema? The shema was careless. It killed three people. And the fourth, but then he killed the fourth person. So the shema pays kaifer. You're responsible to watch it. You're a murderer. You're very mizalzel on the lives of people. So you have to pay kaifa. So this apotropos should have to be mechuyev to pay kaifa. The e mishum de mimnu, I am to pay kaifa now. So Mamela, so he won't want to be an apotropis. Is Lahadra Vishtalmu Miyasmi. So listen, we had this problem also by Tashlumi Nizok, and also we had this problem that people are not too eager to become apotropis. So we said, listen, you pay your man from the Yisayimim. So say the same thing over here. That he'll pay the man from the Yisayimim. The Efsha zokte ro amirdike zach kiven the yasmi labene kaporanino. He goes to Yisaimim. The Yisaimim alavene kaporanino klal loy reminu alayu tashlume de kaifer klal. So this kash, I just asked the kasha. You have a problem with an apotropis. Apotropis will not be willing to stick with the bill to pay the kaifa. Say, yes, the kaifa. So you'll go to the assignment. So the Ra'a says, no. You can't go to the assignment. Because the assignment are lav b'nei kapori klal. Don't go to them. They're lav b'nei kapori klal. This needs a big explanation, but let's just say the words. So Mamela, you want mom from the assignment. That won't be. Forget about it. You want mom from the assignment. So, Vapetropis lekele meilem le mishalim. And you can't say that Vapetropis should pay the kaifa. The kiv the mishalim leilem him the vlayavdu. So the Ra'a is telling us, let's face reality. You cannot mon from the Yisaimim Kaifa. That's out of the question. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't mon from the Yisaimim Kaifa. Lavnei Kaporanim. You can't mon from the Yisaimim Kaifa. And you can't find an apotropis who's willing to pay Kaifa. So, there's no Kaifa over here. Fine. V'leidomi litashlumim. So he says, what's the difference? By Tashlumi Nezokin, we said the same thing. What happened to Tashlumi Nezokin? We had a problem. Mimni v'loi, they won't become apotropsim. So we told, listen, apotropis, you pay. You go to the Yisaimim and you'll mon. They'll pay you back. V'loi domi l'tashlumim. The Tashlumi Nezik, Tashlumi Nezokin, Yasmi b'nei tashlumininu. They're really chayiv to pay. Elo mishum de labnei deye miftari. No, the labnei deye the potter. This sounds like double talk, but let's just say what the Ra'a is saying. The Ra'a says by tashlumin izokin, the yisaimim are really mechuyiv to pay. In brackets, but the labnei deye, that's why the potter, but they're mechuyiv to pay. They're mechuyiv to pay. It's a chiyu with a ptur. That's what it is. Avol kufre, the havi kapore, the petrupsin gulfayu, bechut,
The kapora is only on the apotropsim. Vloshayich buhu yasmi klal. The yisoyimim have no shayich. It's not a chiyiv with a ptul. The yisoyimim have no chiyiv whatsoever to pay kaifa. Baha leiraminen alayu klal. So therefore, we will not be mechayiv the yisoyimim to pay kaifa. So, Mamela, if we won't be Mechayiv the Yisayimim to pay Tzitra'o, Vekivin Dechein, Tlai Efsha the Yisayimim Mishal Melekla. The Yisayimim are out of the picture. Tlai Efsha Nami Lapetropis de Leshalem. The Apetropis also won't pay, the Mimni. Efsha! So he says, so we have here a problem over here. What do we do? The Rabbonon of Dinu Apetropin Le'inyin Niskei Monim Gloilin Yemiseklal. When he became an apotropos, apotropos is not such a deal, it's a package deal. You have to be apotropos for everything. You have to watch the market. If the price goes down, you have to sell. You're an apotropos, your responsibility is only to make sure it shouldn't be Mazik Shvot. That's your responsibility. For killing people, you're not responsible. That's not your responsibility. Who's responsible? There's no one that was on the tongue. We don't have anyone. No one wants to be mekabel responsibility. So al kaponim, we do the best we're capable of doing. So memele, so we get an apotropos al kaponim. He's an apotropos to watch Mizrakim. When there's shvorim around, he's there and he's watching and gevaldik and he'll pay and then a month of the yisayimim. But when it comes to, when there's no shvorim around, just people, he wasn't hired for this. This is not his responsibility. You're asking me, why don't you do it? You're asking me? I never was appointed to be an apotropos to watch this shoyl the gabi people. I was only that's my tafkid. Not more than that. Don't put a ton of bricks on my shoulders. I never was masking to that. So never, there's no one that can watch it. No one is interested in offering their services. So my mail is a finish show. So we don't have anyone that can watch the show. So my mail is, so that's it. But Al Capone, we have to understand something else. About the longness of the Ra'ah, he split the hair over here. He said there's a difference between Nezikin and Kaifa. By Nezikin, we come on from the Yisayimim. And the Lashon of the Shlumi Nezik, Yasmi, B'nai Tashlumin, we can on from that B'nai Tashlumin. Elam Shim V'la B'nai Daya Mifta. The B'nai Tashlumin, but the Potter. Avo Kufre, they're not b'nei chiyuvah. So what does this mean? So I saw the Yelus HaShachar Daf Mem Dalad Amid Beis. He explains this Ra'ah. There's a Gemara further Daf Mem Dalad Amid Beis that says a very lomdish Hagedore. And the Gemara says as follows. I won't say the way he explains the Gemara, I'll say the way the Rabbi Chanan explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nezokin chiyuve de shoyr. Vekaifa chiyuve de baile. The Gemara explains there's a difference between Nezokim, if a shoyr kills another shoyr, that's chiyuve de shoyr. Kufre chiyuve de baile. Zut Rabbi Chanan in Koivitz Biurim, he explains as follows. B'nezokin pu'ulas ha-shoyer hi mechayavtoi. You have a shoyer that's mazik, you're responsible for the actions of your shoyer. Hello. So I'm responsible. That'll say, what am I saying? No, the Torah says, you're responsible for the actions, of your shoyer. Pula sashechi mechayavtei. Elo, sheim shamroi koroi potrosei atoire. If I made a shmire, and the stool was mazik, I made a shmire mulen, and potzu listen. Listen, you did what you're supposed to do, so now you're not responsible anymore for the actions of Yeshua. You did what you're supposed to do. Aber Käufer de Kapore hu, Käufer is a Kapore. That means you have to realize. That means the minute your share amut killed somebody, so memele, so and you're called you're a murderer. You're a murderer. You're a chayta. You're a murderer. Zitabachonan, I'm a murderer. My share did it, not me. He did it. What do you want from me? So Yav Shalomer sheyischayev b'kapore ba'ad ma'ase shoyre. You can't say that since the shoyre killed, you have to foot the bill. No. The shoyre killed, I don't become a retzeich, I don't have to foot the bill. I'm not responsible for the shoyre's killing. Ela chiyuve ba'ad ma'ase atzmayu. You're a murderer. The begromosoy nerag ogol. You have a shoyre. And the mailer, you're responsible to make sure that people will not get killed through your share. That's your responsibility. So when a person got killed from your share, I'm moving, you're a murderer. So the mailer, you need a kapore. So you need a kapore. Nezikin is not pshat, I'm a mazik. I'm not a mazik. The share was mazik. I'm responsible for the actions of my share. By kapore, you're mechay, you did a chet, you're a retzaya, you chay misa b'day shema, you need a kapore. Then he says, Viker achilik, sheve benizikin, iashmira eina eletnai lechiyuvoy. By nizikin, if he didn't watch, so that's not why he's chayiv. But at night that you don't have a ptur for the actions of Yeshua. But the sib is maise shere. Avogabi kaife I yashmire hu ha maise ha machaibo. Hu ha maise ha machaibo. So this is l'chayre pshat in the ro'o. The ro'o is saying as follows. The ro'o is saying when it comes to Yisaimim, they possess a shere. They possess a shere. So theoretically, they possess Hashem, so they're responsible for the actions of the Hashem. We can't mourn from them, they're alav b'nei daya. So that means there is a responsibility, theoretically. Lemaisa, we can't mourn from the kislav b'nei daya, but it's a responsibility with a ptul. So memele, then we can make a kuku. So we say, listen, we got to hold on our apotropos. The apotropos will watch it, hopefully. And if he doesn't watch it, then lemaise, we'll mount from the assignment. And this is not an avla. Because in Yisod, the assignment are responsible. This is their share. They're responsible for the actions of their share. Now like this, we wouldn't be mechayiv them, the lab and idea, but there's an apotropos, we'll be mechayiv them. Because that's the only way an apotropos will pay. But over here, you can't call the Yisoymim Rotzchem. You can't call the murder. He's the murderer. The apotropos is the murderer. He's supposed to, the lab and idea, so there's no chiv on them. They're not chaitim. For them to pay kaifer is a himmel geschrei. They should pay kaifer. You're taking from them. There's no, some emailer will never mum kaifer from them. There's no legitimate reason to mum kaifer from them. Some emailer, and he won't be masking to be an apotropos. So that is how the Chachamim made the pshore. That an apotropos does not pay kaifa min aliyah because the yisaimim alav v'nei kapor.